Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to The Calm Within, your daily dose of stoic wisdom for navigating this crazy beautiful world. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and let me tell you, life can be a total whirlwind sometimes, right? It feels like we're constantly bombarded with demands, expectations, and opinions from every direction. Ever feel like you're just trying to keep all the plates spinning, juggling work, relationships, personal goals, and maybe even a side hustle or two? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm and your brain feels like it's about to short-circuit? Yeah, been there. But what if I told you there's a superpower that can help you find that elusive inner peace amidst all the chaos? It's called creating healthy boundaries. Think of boundaries as your personal protective shield, your inner fence around your time, energy, and emotions. They're not about being selfish or saying no to everything, it's about prioritizing what matters most to you and protecting your well-being. Now, I know what you're thinking. Boundaries sounds a bit too serious, right? Don't worry, it's not all stuffy rules and regulations. It's more like setting guidelines for how you want to be treated and how you want to show up in the world. It's about saying yes to things that align with your values and goals and respectfully saying no to those that don't. Think of it this way. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house uninvited, would you? You want to choose who enters your space and what energy they bring in. It's the same with your time and emotions. Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you master the art of setting healthy boundaries. 1. Know yourself first. This is like the foundation, the bedrock of it all. Before you can set boundaries, you need to understand what truly matters to you. What are your values? What makes you feel energized and fulfilled? What drains your energy and leaves you feeling depleted? Take some time for self-reflection. Maybe journal about it. Meditate, or simply spend some quiet time thinking about what brings you joy and what doesn't. 2. Communicate clearly. Once you know what you need, it's time to communicate those boundaries to others. This might feel a little awkward at first, but remember, being clear and direct is the most respectful way to ensure your needs are met. Use statements like, "I feel overwhelmed when I have too many commitments," or "I need some time alone to recharge." 3. Start small. Don't feel like you have to overhaul your entire life overnight. Start with small boundaries that feel manageable. Maybe it's saying no to a social event you don't feel up for, setting aside dedicated time for self-care each day, or limiting screen time in the evenings. 4. Be consistent. This is crucial. Once you set a boundary, stick to it. If you waver back and forth, people will get confused and take advantage of your inconsistency. Remember, boundaries are about protecting your well-being, so be firm and compassionate with yourself. 5. Don't be afraid to adjust. Your needs and priorities change over time, and that's perfectly okay. Regularly check in with yourself and see if your current boundaries are still serving you. Don't hesitate to make adjustments as needed. Let me tell you a quick story. I was once working on a project with a client who kept sending emails late at night and on weekends, expecting immediate responses. I felt overwhelmed and resentful, but I didn't want to rock the boat. Then, one day, I took a deep breath and set a boundary. I politely explained that I would respond to emails during business hours and wouldn't be checking them outside of those times. To my surprise, they were completely understanding. Not only did it reduce my stress level, but it also improved the quality of our communication. So remember, folks, setting healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish or difficult, it's about taking care of yourself and honoring your needs. It's like that old saying, you can't pour from an empty cup. Take what you've learned today and put it into action. Start small, be consistent, and don't be afraid to adjust as needed. Remember, you deserve to have your inner peace. Before we wrap up, I want to hear from you. What are some boundaries that you're working on setting in your own life? Share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media or leave a comment below. Let's create a supportive community where we can learn from each other and empower ourselves to live more peaceful and fulfilling lives. Until next time, keep striving for that inner calm.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.